A group of scientists may have achieved a landmark in physics. Unfortunately, they're not quite sure. The team has been trying for many years to assemble atoms made of antimatter in a trap so they can be studied. That would allow physicists to test a fundamental law that says atoms and their antimatter counterparts should look the same. Meanwhile, a competing team is racing these researchers to the finish. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Antimatter is matter's exact opposite. Physicists have made a handful of anti-atoms before, but they smashed into a wall and disappeared. So Gerald Gabriels, a physicist at Harvard, has built a trap. He wants to make anti-atoms that sit still and can be studied. He set his trap at a lab in Switzerland.
The inner guts of the apparatus is a stack of rings, not much different in size from my wedding ring. And the particles get trapped within this stack of rings, and we attach all sorts of electrical leads to the outside of the electrical rings.
It is, in a sense, a bottle where particles are confined by electric and magnetic fields. Gabriels has been trying to make an anti-hydrogen atom. Picture the Earth and the Moon in miniature. Here it's an antiproton orbited by an antielectron, which is tricky to orchestrate because antimatter can disappear if it touches matter. In all of human history, scientists have made less than a paperclip's worth of antiparticles, but small amounts are enough to work with.
We persuade trapped antielectrons to sit in a kind of cloud, we call it. They're like a gas. And we also do the same with antiprotons. And then we play with the voltages that we apply to this particle trap to coax these particles to nudge into each other. And then hopefully they will like their new companions and form an atom.
Gabriels' team managed to put the two anti-ingredients in the same trap for the first time ever. In the recent experiment, the team applied an electric pulse to sweep away the cloud of particles. If anti-hydrogen atoms had formed, they would be left behind. And thousands of objects did remain.
We were very excited. You know, this is a hard business, and whenever there is some success, we just celebrate, and then we go about trying to make sure that we haven't misunderstood.
And now the bad news. Upon reflection, Gabriel says he couldn't rule out the possibility that those objects left behind were just a jumble of solitary antiparticles, not atoms at all.
It's really hard to imagine that some antihydrogen wouldn't form in there. Proving it is a different story.
Since this is a race, who better to judge the evidence than one of Gabriels' competitors? Rolf Landauer is a CERN physicist. His particle trap sits just 15 feet away from Gabriels. He says he's not angry about the announcement.
Science is not black and white. Very often, discoveries have started with claims like Jerry Gabriels has made now. And, well, sometimes they are right, often they are wrong.
The question here may be, where is the finish line in science? Is it when something happens in the lab? Is it when the refereed paper appears in the journal? Or is it when scientists decide to talk about it and the media pays attention? David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.